Blog Talk Radio.
my husband that has sent to me on tonight to see his feet, to see the Lord. Hallelujah. If he turns you, amen, 709, those that know me know that I am not a long-winded speaker.
You don't have to worry. word to your people,
In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So the topic is on tonight, I will not fear. I don't know about you, but I had to tell the devil, I will not fear things that's going around in the world, sickness. I'm not fearful of death. Because I know that nobody can give and take life but my God. Why? Because he molded me and he made me to who I am. Hallelujah. He's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. So therefore, I don't fear. Even when sickness comes, when disappointments come, the fear, yes, as humans, we have things we have to work on. But I'm moving too fast. Let me go ahead and go here. Have you ever found yourself doubting or fearful? I have, and I know who Jesus is. But I forgot for a quick second because of the thought that told me there is no way out. Being raised in a holiness and sanctified church under the leadership of Bishop Raymond Moss, which was my grandfather, I knew how to pull myself together and think on the goodness of Jesus and rebuke the devil, rebuke the enemy that brought the fear and the doubt my way. I had to begin to call those things that be not as though they were. James 4, amen, and 7 says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So what do you have to do? Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. What do you have to do when fear comes to your mind, or fear is built up in your heart because the devil has sent destruction, and he has sent things your way to try to make you lose focus on the promises God. Why don't you tell somebody, say, I don't know about you, but I'm standing on the promises of God. What is fear? According to the Webster Dictionary, it's an unpleasant feeling triggered by the perception of danger, be it real or imagined. The devil will begin to play tricks on your mind. He will begin to tell you when God is saying yes, the enemy is over here saying no. When God is telling you to move forward, the devil is telling you to step back. It's not time yet. When you believe, if you're sick in your body, and regardless of what the devil has said, I believe the report of the Lord that told me that I am healed. Why? Because those stripes have been with them, and the blood came streaming down. I'm healed, and I'm delivered through the blood. Jesus. So that's fear. To experience concern or anxiety. Fear causes distraction. It causes doubt. It causes stress. It causes disturbance. It causes edginess. It causes graciousness. It causes hands. When you're nervous, you know people start tapping or they get the jitters. They're sitting there and they're, you know, tapping their leg. Because they're trying to figure out, how we're going to do this. And fear is overwhelming. Fear is overwhelming. But verse number 7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. He hasn't given us the spirit of fear. So if he didn't give us it, who gave it to you? Where did fear come from? It doesn't come from God. Because if I have love, I have no reason to fear. I heard a preacher say that people have said for so many years that what's the opposite of love? What would you say, Facebook? What would you say, chaos? What would you say, YouTube? What is the opposite of love? You would say hate, right? But as I begin to read and study, in my opinion, and what I have heard and read, fear is the opposite of love. Why? And I'll be speaking more on this on Sunday. So I'm not going to give it all to you tonight. Amen. I'm just going to touch the surface, Pamela. I'm just going to touch the surface just a little bit. But if we fear something, in most cases, we hate it. Fix the screen. snakes. I do not like snakes. If I see snakes, I'm going to run. Why? Because I am scared. I'm fearful of snakes. But God had to show me and remind me that even with that snake, I can overcome it. Because if it comes down to it, think about this. God will give you the power and the courage at the right moment when you need it. Amen? So let's say we're in the yard, and I'm always on my children. I'm like, when you're outside, if Papa's out there and a toy or something, you have to look for it because I think they're copperhead snakes. They can be in there, and they can bite. Amen? So therefore, if I'm out there, I'm, in spite of my fear or my dislike for this snake, I'm going to do everything I can to protect my child. Be it if you got to shoot it, if you got to cut the head off, you'll do whatever you have to do. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And as I get ready to close, as I was saying, you have to speak it. I will walk in the path that God has set for me. I will do those things that God has told me to do. So for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and of love and of a sound mind. The gift that the Apostle Paul is encouraging Timothy to stir up is the indwelling place of the Holy Spirit. So you don't be afraid to stir up that gift, to stir up that thing that you've been praying and seeking God about. Don't be afraid to stir it up. Amen. Don't be afraid. And through the stirring up, through establishing a harmonic relationship with the Holy Spirit inside of Timothy, Timothy's gift would be energized to preach the word. Get the word of God in you, in your heart. Work your gift. Amen. It doesn't belong to us. Spirit does not belong to us. But it is offered to us every single day from the world. The world don't know Jesus like you do. We are in this world, but we are not of the world. We should be able to discern a sister or a brother and tell them or witness to them, encourage them to say, hey, don't forget what the word of the Lord says. You don't have to worry. You don't have to doubt. You don't have to fear. Things may not be going the way you desired, but you begin to trust God. Trust God with your relationship. Trust God with your finances. Trust God with your children. Trust God with your parents. Trust God with your health. Trust God. Why? Because we have the power. He's given us the power. Somebody shout power. I'm not talking about superpower, but he has given us the power to speak those things, to call it out, to speak it out in the atmosphere. Amen. So tonight, I hope you are blessed, and I'm going to leave you with this scripture. Amen. It's Luke chapter 10, verse number 19, and it says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. Let's give God praise. Thank you, God. We honor the Lord tonight. Amen. I'll be speaking on this again on Sunday morning. Amen. For those of you that are listening on tonight, that was just a little encouragement on tonight, but we're going to finish it up on Sunday morning. Amen. We thank you for tuning in tonight. Amen. If you still want to be a blessing, amen, to your bishop, to your overseer of Praise Tabernacle Church and here at our in our home, Bishop Omar Zachary Ministries and family, amen, you can do that. And I'm pretty sure he will definitely appreciate it. We thank God for Elder Oliver and Lady Oliver.
on tonight for Chaos Blog Talk. Amen. For everyone that chose to tune in on tonight, amen, I pray a special blessing in your life. Amen. God has been so good. He's been so merciful. And for that, we give him glory. And I have made up in my mind that I will not fear. I will not allow the situation to cause me to fear. I've been there, but you won't find me there again. Why? Because I know and I have a blessed assurance that you have to think fear versus faith. That's what I'll be speaking about on Sunday. Fear versus faith. My fear says no, but my faith says go. Come on. My fear says no, but my faith says go. I said my fear says no. No, don't move forward. No, don't go with those plans that God has given you. But my faith tells me to go. Push. You can get through it. You can do what I have put in your hands to do. Bishop was talking about those hands. Hallelujah. And he was talking about those hands on Sunday. And he said, it's in your hands. He told us in a message, he said, don't spend so much time digging. Hallelujah. But I ain't going to get into that. We thank you tonight. Amen. I said I'll have y'all out of here at 7:30. I don't be up long. Hallelujah. But Sunday, it might be just a little bit longer, Sister Kenya. I can't promise you 15 or 15 minutes. Amen. But I'm going to do what thus said the Lord. So God bless you on tonight. And pray for your bishop. Continue to pray for our family, that the Lord leads and guides us. Amen. And people say all the time, well, Bishop and First Lady, you know, we're praying for you because of your, you know, the position that you're in as pastor and pastor's wife, and we're praying for your children. Well, you know what? Are we praying for you too? You want to know why? Ask me why. Thank you for asking. Because as long as you are a child of God, the devil is, he don't play for keeps. He don't play for keeps. Amen? So he's after you as well. He's like a lion. Okay. God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for everyone that chose to join in just for a few minutes to stop by just to get an encouraging word. But God, we thank you and claim it that we will not fear. God, even if we mess up, we won't fear. God, even if those plans don't go and we may, God, get discouraged, God, but we won't fear. We'll seek your face even the more. I'm reminded of a saying that Evangeline Stanton said a few Tuesday nights ago. She said, it's your start. So wherever you are and you're discouraged about getting started, be encouraged on tonight to start whatever it is that God has given to you. God, we pray that you touch the minds of your people. God, we continue to pray for baby Adore on tonight. God, continue to touch his body. He's a living testimony. He's a testimony of the miracles of God. And who wouldn't serve a God like that? God, we ask you for those that need prayer on tonight, that you would touch them, God. Give them their heart's desire if it's your will, God. We thank you. We bless you. God, touch our pastor. God, if he travels back home on tonight, give him strength where he's weak. God, touch his heart, touch his mind. And God, we'll continue to give you all the honor, and we'll give you all the glory. And these blessings we ask in it in your son Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Facebook. Y'all join us. Amen. What's today? Thursday. Y'all join us on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We start our morning worship properly at 9 a.m. Amen. And I will be speaking again, amen, on the topic fear versus faith. And then on Monday night, join us for our D&K Bible break. And on Tuesday night, our Bible study with our leadership team, amen, at 7 p.m. And then again, if the Lord says the same, on Thursday night, Bishop Omar and Zachary Ministries and Family. God bless you. Go in peace. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your weekend. And be safe. Love you all. God bless. Oh, Matthew 28, verses, you already stopped?
Tell Asia I'll be there in 5 minutes.
About your word. Thank you, God. Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord.
And you're still on Blog Talk. Tell your mom to hang up the phone.
Lord, we from my heart. Of the issues of my heart, oh, is gratefulness. Oh, oh, yeah, I am grateful for the things that you have. Yes, I'm grateful for the victory we've won, because we have no fear. I could go on and on and on about your word. Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Oh, glory from my heart. Hallelujah. Are the issues of my heart is gratefulness. God, we ask you to bless us, God. No fear tonight. Yes, God, we bless you. Oh, 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 grateful, 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 grateful. I am.
The windows of heaven. Are the